I invite you to reflect upon how we can consciously create a haven of peace and relaxation. So I invite you now to close your eyes and just tune into the internal part of you. As we close our eyes, we free ourselves from outside directions. What are you able to feel and sense and perceive as you are there with only your ears listening to the outside influences around you? And in the silence that comes, what are the internal messages going on inside of you? For there is a golden angel inside you, always ever ready to communicate with you. And every communication always comes with the same energy. It is the energy from home. And this energy from home is best recognized as the energy of love, the energy of immense appreciation and gratitude and acknowledgement of the magnificence that makes up you. And so again, we ask that throughout the week, you spend time closing your eyes from outside stimulus so that you can tune in to the beautiful, loving messages that come from inside of you. But right now, we wish to invite Kryon to come forward with another message.
Is it true that there are great mysteries within the human body? Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service, and I will tell you, there are mysteries to you at the moment because you couldn't believe what might actually be inside. This month, I offer you four mysteries within the human being. They're great mysteries, and each one of them is beyond that which is taught to you, beyond that which is recognized in science, perhaps, even esoterics. We are in a time of awakening, and I want to celebrate that. Humans are starting to emerge from a very low time of consciousness, of energy, that for eons have put the human backwards into simply a group that is grouped with animals instead of the soul energy that is magnificent and that it has spiritual purpose. And in this shift that you're going through, I want to remind you what's inside. I take you to a place now that happens repeatedly. It's a laboratory where they are testing substances that have been developed for the healing of the human being in the form, perhaps, of a pill. And in this laboratory, those who report there will have a disease, perhaps, or symptoms, perhaps, or pain, perhaps. And they're looking for solutions that have never been before. And the company that is offering the solutions takes the group that reports and segments them into parts and takes the various pills they would have and makes them different colors and sizes and tests them. This group, please take this one, and it's different strengths, perhaps, of the developed drug or substance or even supplement. And the human then is asked to take the pill on perhaps a schedule and come back and report. Sometimes the strengths are different. Sometimes the quantities, perhaps a mixture, is different. This is a test. The humans report, they receive the pills, they go home, and they come back perhaps in a month, or maybe even longer, depending upon the duration that is required to assimilate that substance into the human body and have the body then react to it and do whatever is designed. I think all of you are familiar with this process. Almost every company that develops drugs uses this process. Before it's ever released. And so the humans come back. And they file into a room where they fill out a form. What has happened to you? Has this helped? Is your pain gone? Or perhaps more dramatically, they will go through a blood test or maybe even imaging to see whether or not the substance took away or healed or worked with whatever was wrong with them and whatever the design was. And then the scientists take a look at the data. And this is where it gets good. And some of you know where I'm going. And the scientists will take a look from the company and they say, did this work? Did this not work? And they see one full group, a number that all had something in common. They had one kind of pill. And of that group, there was significant healing. Pain was gone. In some cases, blood tests revealed chemistry was cured. In some cases, the disease left. And instead of the scientists saying, this is great, and high-fiving each other and saying, we did it, they look at each other with consternation because that was the placebo group. All of them received a sugar-coated pill. Nothing was in it. Now, that pill may not have been sugar-coated, but that is the phrase that is used for a placebo. Nothing was in it at all. Scientists and data and those in statistics call that a control group. And yet it was an uncontrolled group. And what happens next is very interesting, dear ones. What happens next in almost all cases, in the statistics, in the business of testing, is that those who received that pill and the results are either discounted or you try again. Because it messes up the results of the real substance. I would like to tell you something about this. There's two layers of this. Wouldn't you think if someone takes a pill that has nothing in it and the disease goes away, that is what should be studied? You should stop everything else and say, why did that happen? The other layer is the disbelief. Or the discounting of it. Why is it that this is not more interesting to those who are responsible for helping human beings? It's the most amazing mystery of all. How can a human being have that kind of a reaction when there was nothing in the pill? How is it possible for a human being to go into a hospital, to have a diagnosis of cancer, come back, and suddenly have it gone? Missing. They have a name for that. The imaging will show it has just simply left the body, that there's something called spontaneous remission. As soon as the human found out what it was, it frightened the cell somehow so badly that it went away. That's even better than the placebo effect, wouldn't you say? the most amazing mystery present in the human being is this. How did this happen? There will be those who will say, well, there was divine intervention in all cases because the human was supposed to react that way and be cured of the disease. What if I tell you that instead something was triggered in the human being that let it cure itself? The human is designed to be balanced. Did you know that? The human being is designed to heal itself. And so often it does. And you get to see it over and over and over, and it really messes with the results, doesn't it? In an experimental test of a drug. They toss it to the side, let's do it again. We're not really sure what happened here. The placebo effect got in the way. Imagine, the healing of the human being got in the way. We should do it again. What's wrong with this picture? One of the greatest mysteries that I want to tell you about what you know about yourself is, how does this happen? What can I tell you that you need to know? I will tell you this, it's built in. It's waiting for your intent. It's waiting for you to be relaxed and peaceful with it. It's waiting for your consciousness to believe that you can correct it. The person who takes that new pill, every single cell of their body is in total belief. If you can have a cell believe, it's believing that the pill will cure them. And then it does, and then they find out there was nothing there. That should tell you what's going on. Consciousness. That which you call consciousness. Not brain power, not synapse. But the awareness that you have of consciousness, which is hooked to the other side of the veil and is part of that soul energy that you bring in, which is spectacularly divine, kicks into gear and the chemistry of the body eliminates it. What a majesty is there. What a magnificence of chemistry is there. What a miracle of consciousness you have inside you. It's not a mystery. It's yours for the taking. And it requires belief, understanding, being able to become peaceful and eliminate fear. And those are the keys that will be able to allow you to cure yourself even without a pill that you believe in. The pill, the missing pill, it has been called, is you. Your belief in yourself, the belief that is possible and that it's doable. I am talking to those perhaps in trouble right now with this very issue right now. There's something wrong. Or perhaps you've learned from the medical doctor of what the diagnosis is, carefully imaged. You perhaps have even seen the pictures or the results. What do you do next? Do you have the courage to get out of fear and be peaceful, knowing what I've just told you, that it happens daily? That a person says, I am a divine being, and inside me, I have the ability to control my own chemistry, to be such a high vibration that a low vibration disease will leave. Every day it happens, and it starts to diminish. And with that, there is encouragement and the strength of knowing you're winning, and it starts to diminish even more and more. No pill involved, except the one you have called human consciousness, which is given to you directly from spirit, from the source, yours to work with in this amazing way. It's not really a mystery at all, but it's one of the greatest tools of the human. Balance. The ability to control health and do what you need for yourself to walk through a chaotic world. That's the best news I could ever give you as Cryon. I am crying in love with humanity. And so it is.